American food writer M.K.F. Fisher once wrote that the smell of good bread baking is indescribable in its evocation of innocence and delight. This may seem like high praise for what is essentially the scent of yeast and sugar, but standing in the tangy sweet aroma of Andrew Gilka's bread, Fisher's words ring true.
I've been transient for a lot of my 20s. I lived in a lot of different places, and that was always how I found folks, was either through the food industry or just getting people together for food. And I found that once I started doing the bread, that happened even quicker.
When Gilka came to Sitka last year at the height of the pandemic, he had no plan. He'd been working as a field guide in Wrangell for Alaska Crossings, but he needed a change. He didn't know what to expect, but he knew bread and he knew his way around a kitchen.
Renee Trafton over at The Beak hired me at a time when most folks are not hiring in the restaurant industry. So that's how I got my foot in the door to doing food here in Sitka. And she connected me with a lot of folks. She let me start baking for her and featuring some of my things on the menu. So I was working for her and then also just starting to bake out of my home. And then I would hand loaves to people and go, "Hi, I'm Andrew. Here's a loaf of bread." I had a lot of folks come up to me and say, "Oh, are you the bread guy?"
Gilka talks about bread with reverence, about the way it's nourished us through the ages. He loves his bread and the people he makes it for. But if you asked him several years ago if he'd be making it professionally, he'd probably say no.
My friend gave me a sourdough starter, and I've been a cook all my life, but was a terrible baker. But there was something about the sourdough starter. I really enjoyed it. I started making loaves. They all came out looking like Frisbees.
He didn't always have a baker's touch, but Gilka persevered.
Oh, it was joyful to get like my first loaf that had good consistent rise on it. It hadn't blown out the side. It didn't have any weird bulges or anything. And of course that was then followed by the, how do I recreate this? How do I do it consistently? And I mean, that's been the journey the whole time. I still feel like I am learning something every single week.
When he finally did get that perfect loaf, it didn't take long for people to catch on.
I started getting to the point where I was comfortable giving them to friends and would just drop them off at local businesses around for people to have. I didn't have any intention to like sell bread. I still had another job, but a friend who owned a little shop there tricked me into giving her some loaves for a tasting. And then the next day came to me saying something like, "I need 20 loaves a week now." And that's how Southeast Dough Company started.
Today, Gilka moves methodically around the kitchen on the Sheldon Jackson campus, juggling trays of cranberry orange loaves and English muffins with ease. But as easy as he makes it look, the process is arduous.
Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening, I come into the kitchen and I pull my starter, Audrey 2, out of the fridge, feed that starter to however much I need for that week. So I build that starter up, usually to like a couple gallons worth of starter, and then leave her overnight, let her do her thing. Come in early Monday morning and I start mixing dough, and then come back mid-afternoon, start breaking those down to their final loaf sizes, shape them, put them in their tins, and let them rise for a few more hours just like that. Come back in Monday evening and I start baking.
After almost 2 full days of prepping and baking, Gilka often delivers his bread directly to people's homes, something he says can take upwards of 4 hours. But for Gilka, it's all part of being Sitka's bread guy.
During the pandemic, people really wanted some sort of interaction and something that made them feel cared for. And I think being able to deliver bread directly to folks throughout that achieved that goal. People were often saying that was like some of their only social interaction that they got, which was really touching.
For Gilka, the science of bread is as much about the ratio of flour to starter as it is the intention behind it. Starting a micro bakery in a new city in the middle of lockdown only cemented his commitment to keep community and connection at the forefront of his business.
Seeing the looks on people's faces when they would get a fresh, warm loaf of bread. There's something about bread in general that touches people, like in their heart, not just their stomach.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Tosh Kimmel.